Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Is it an excuse or reality on Jonathan Kuminga? But before we do that, let's do some breaking news.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
months after signing a four-year, $120 million extension, Brandon Ayuk and the San Francisco 49ers appear headed toward... a divorce. Future guarantees will reportedly be voided. There are frustrations that have grown between the two sides, and more to come on what's coming next. But you and I both said this earlier in the week and said that down the road we're going to have a discussion about whether or not Brandon Ayuk ever plays for the 49ers again. And we may have our answer earlier than we thought. So I'm going to start scanning this. I'd love to hear your immediate reaction to this, but I also want to scan this to see if I can share some more information on what is going to happen next.
Yeah.
At least what's expected to happen
next. The initial reaction is twofold. First, it's stunned, not stunned.
Yeah.
I'm stunned that it's come to this now, but I'm not stunned because he hasn't had his practice window opened. He has been... reportedly running around and getting better, but not really champing at the bit to return. I don't know if that was mutual or not. And the other piece of it is just how little we actually know about these contracts. And so we all do the sticker shock, four-year, $120 million, $30 million average annual value. And even as we go through the guaranteed at signing, the actual guarantee, when you get into a situation, there's language that certain parts of it are voidable. And so whatever the 49, if it gets to this point where he doesn't want to return and they're kind of over him returning, well, then you get down to contract language and you find a way to figure out what that exit price is and you just pay it and you move on.
Check this out. All right. Here is the crux of the issue. According to sources, and this is coming from The Athletic, the report is from both Mike Silver and Diana Russini. Okay. The Athletic. This is their report. Sources have told The Athletic that Ayuk has failed to attend meetings and declined to participate in other team activities in recent months. And the 49ers have grown increasingly frustrated with that lack of communication and presence. So that has allowed the 49ers, at least in their eyes, to respond by voiding the guaranteed money in Ayuk's contract for next season. Not this season, but in 2026, They have voided the guaranteed money in his contract, asserting that his absences amount to a failure to fulfill contractual obligations.
Man.
Ayuk responded by, get this, this will really shock you. He told the NFL Players Union, don't fight the move. Let them void the guarantees. Do not file a grievance on my behalf. That will clear the way for a release at the end of the year. An outright release is what is expected at the end of the year. Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers headed to a divorce literally just over a year after a lengthy holdout and then a massive contract that'll essentially almost not ever kick in.
Yeah, and I wonder how much of that they end up having to pay. And I know that this year they paid everything they paid because he got hurt. He was hurt. And so that number, the cap hit was 9.9. Now, he was given a $23 million signing bonus. I would assume that that's already been paid and it got prorated over the life of the deal, as the 49ers love to do. So I wonder what the actual cash he's received is and how much of the remaining that they actually have to pay him. I know that there's going to be cap hits for the Niners because that signing bonus gets spread out over years, but if they can get out of this without having to pay him another penny after this year, they'd be fine with it.
Okay, the 2026 option bonus would have paid Ayuk $24.9 million.
Okay.
He stood to earn an extra $1.2 as just the actual base salary. So by that point, we're up over $26 million at that point. Then there would be a $100,000 workout bonus and roster bonuses of $750,000 per game.
Mm.
Per game.
That's about $10 million roughly.
Okay. So you're looking at something in the neighborhood of next year's money, $36, $37 million.
Yep.
And the Niners will, in theory, get all of that back. And then there was probably an out in the deal after that.
Yes, there was.
And so he got almost none of this.
Well, I'm sure he got
almost none. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Relatively speaking.
So he got the $23 million signing bonus, and his base was 1.1, so that's $24 million. Now, I don't think that he got his roster bonus this year because he wasn't on the roster.
Yeah, he's been on the pup list.
$308,000 this year per game, which would have roughly been another $5 million. So he didn't get that. He didn't, you know, fight to get back and get the last four games worth of that. And so from his side, I'm sure he's thinking, you all don't want me. I don't want to be here either. So, yeah, NFLPA, don't fight this. Let him just go ahead and void it. And but I'm going to get healthy and go play somewhere else.
I mean, I don't know the particulars of how mad everybody all got at each other. But I will say that is quite a move by Brandon Ayuk, because that's a lot of money that he's just saying, don't fight it. And now I'm going to be a free agent coming off of major, major leg reconstruction. Like, what kind of open market deal does Brandon get next year? It's going to be peanuts compared to the deal he just signed.
Probably, but thinking about it from his side, first, I did the research in the offseason on what the return to play is for this injury, ACL, MCL, with some meniscus in there. And I think that he could have returned by now based on the range
completely.
For NFL players who have had this. You're usually back by week 10 or week 11 at the latest. So I think that he could be back playing now, but things have gotten so contentious that it's clear that he doesn't want to be here and they don't want him to be here if he's not going to be sold out to be here. So his option would be come back next year for 1 year for $34 million out the door. They're going to cut him at the end of that year for sure, or just cut bait now and go out there and try to make some money and then find a better spot for you.
Okay, I want to reiterate the news. If you're just joining us, the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk reportedly have already basically agreed to part ways. Brandon has been skipping meetings and team activities. The 49ers have voided the guaranteed money in the contract for next year, and Brandon has reportedly told the Players Association, don't fight this, and all of that will lead to his release at the end of the year. We have a text on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I see you, 925, that says that was not breaking news. That was a breaking rumor. Now, I want to reiterate this. These are past tense sentences. The 49ers have voided the guaranteed money in his contract, and Brandon has asked the Players Association to not fight it. Those are past tense things. So that is absolutely breaking news. And the only thing that's not done is essentially the idea of a release, but there's no other way for this to go. If they've already voided his money for next year and Brandon's not going to fight it, then you're just talking about a technicality. This is a done deal, and Brandon's time with the 49ers comes to an end, which is, I'm with you, it's like stunning in a very non-stunning sort of a way. Like you, and I'll more on that in just a second. And 888-957-9570 if you want to get in on this. We will continue in a little bit with what we were talking about. I don't want to shut anyone out on that, but obviously this is a major, major development. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's also Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. For me, the bottom line, Dibs, is that fight that they all got into last summer, they never got over it. Neither side ever got over it.
No.
It, in effect, was the end of the relationship. And we've heard it from so many people that the Niners regretted this deal the moment they signed it, and that hard feelings remained on both sides. And as it turns out, what we didn't know is that whole thing continued, and it just kind of got hidden underneath this injury. And that's how everybody was able to sort of keep
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Keep it at bay. One other quick observation.
Oh, I have a few quick observations.
One other really quick one. I want you all to notice when this report hit the internet.
It's a Friday news dump.
4 o'clock on a Friday, right when the 49ers leave the building for a few days.
Yep.
Now,
they're back
granted,
tomorrow, but there's no
tomorrow,
media availability.
It's a Saturday,
yep.
And I get that the game is on Monday, so they will still need to show up. I think that the media is allowed on Saturday because it's like a Friday normally.
Yeah, Shanahan will talk tomorrow. He's been scheduled to.
He'll have to give his, okay. He has to give the injury report, no doubt about it. But the fact that this is landing now, once everybody kind of heads out of the building on a Friday, knowing that the Brandon Ayuk thing had been asked 2 weeks in a row, like when he opened the practice window, that's interesting to me. And it also, to me, it adds to the validity of all this. The 49ers are ready for this information to get out, and they allowed it to be released right now.
Well, and the article goes on to give really interesting detail about what's been going on. His presence at the team's training facility has become scarce. Sources say he's usually there early in the morning and then leaves before other 49er players arrive.
Interesting.
Numerous members of the organization, including some players, have reached out to Ayuk in recent weeks in an unsuccessful attempt to bring him back into the fold. This is according to sources in the Mike Silver article in The Athletic. So clearly he's trying to get better and get healthy, but he doesn't want to do it around his teammates and certainly not around the coaches. And Silver goes on to give great detail that we already know about last year, about the hold in, and then he comes out and he's wearing the wrong shorts, and then he wasn't totally fit and ready to play. He finally was starting to play well, then he got hurt with the terrible injury. So this thing has been an absolute calamity. But you look at it also, Mark, from this piece, and there's two things that I want to say about it. One, they drafted Ricky Pearsall.
Yep.
And they drafted Ricky kind of expecting that this thing may not go great. And also, this week in one of Kyle Shanahan's press availabilities, he was asked about Tet McMillan, who he'll see this week, Monday night,
yep,
who's a rookie. And the question was, you know, if he was there at 11, would you guys have taken him? And Kyle was like, I was hoping he'd be there. We love him. And, you know, I love the player all along, and he's having a great year and this and that. And so don't be surprised if the Niners are looking for more receivers again in the draft, and it makes sense now that Brandon Ayuk is going to be gone.
Well, I also wonder real quick how this affects the situation surrounding Juwan Jennings, because Juwan sort of staged a half injury, half holdout during camp. He expressed his frustration. It has led most of us to believe that Juwan would not be on the team beyond this year, because also the thought was, I mean, next year you've got two first-round draft picks who are going to be your top two receivers, Ricky Pearsall and Brandon Ayuk, but not anymore. So I wonder where this is headed. Don't forget that the 49ers have been adding receivers, young receivers, to the fold every year. Jacob Cowing has been absent all year but is still on the team. Jordan Watkins has started to play a little bit of a role. They really do like him, and I think that they probably see a bigger role from him next year. But you're probably right. There will be more, not only from the draft. There may be more in free agency as well. But, you know, one thing that I sort of said at the beginning of the year, which even though it's been marred by injury, but I really, really felt firmly that before this year started, when people said, like, you know, your number one wide receiver is still out. No, Ricky Pearsall is the number one wide receiver on this team. Like, that's going to be his role going forward. That's who they see in that role. And Brandon, to your point, let's just say it, he doesn't want to be here.
No.
And I don't know, like, it sounds to me like the Niners want him here more than he wants to be here, or at least did. But I think that they're probably, shoot,
they're fed up.
They're probably fine with it. If there's not going to be a grievance filed,
no,
then this is a win for the Niners.
Well, and it's a sunk cost. So if you had to give him the signing bonus, which I believe that they did, because you did the signing bonus and you prorated over the life of the deal, fine. So the cap hit gets spread out over 5 years. And this year you had to pay him what you had to, and you didn't have to pay the roster bonus because he was never on the roster, so that's a sunk cost. If you can go into next year and have no additional cost that you have to pay, and the only thing that's going to hurt you is a pretty small, maybe 1% of your cap hit over the next few years. If you're the Niners and you're totally fed up and the player wants to get out so bad that he's willing to not grieve and say, yeah, we don't even want a grievance, then if you're the Niners, you're pumped. Yes, you'd love to have peak Ayuk here. You'd love to have a player who is a good wide receiver when healthy and when interested, but Ricky Pearsall looks like he is on a good trajectory, and you mentioned Juwan Jennings. That becomes interesting in the offseason. If I'm Juwan, I'm thinking now, hey, maybe I can get a little bit of an extension. I can get a little bit more money if he wants to stay.
888-957-9570. We'll take your calls on Brandon Ayuk. If you're just joining us, the report is that the Niners' relationship with Brandon Ayuk is coming to a close. He has reportedly been skipping meetings. He's been away from the facility. He's been skipping team activities. The 49ers have voided the guaranteed money on the 2026 season. alleging that basically he has not fulfilled his contract, and Brandon has reportedly asked the Players Association to not fight that. And what that will mean is at the end of the year, he is released and he is gone. And the wide receiver room from the Super Bowl year not that long ago that featured Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk will already have totally turned over. Mm. I mean, obviously, other than Third and Juwan, who may not be back next year either, for all we know. So 888-957-9570. Let's hear from some of you on this. Theo in the East Bay first up. Hi, Theo. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. Look, this, to me as a fan, reacting to it real time, this sucks. And, you know, I'm looking for somebody to blame, and I can't help it, but to look at Kyle Shanahan. I mean, reports came out that he was the one who ran up the stairs to go to the wide receiver room and stop the trade from sending Brandon Ayuk to the Steelers. So, and you know what? I just want them to be successful, especially at the wide receiver position. And now with B.A. gone, it's like, who do we have? Ricky Pearsall, you just said it. J.J. might be gone. Now Kyle Shanahan has to live with the fact that not only did he stick his neck out for B.A. to stay a 49er, but not, he didn't even want to be here. So now he's got to deal with him being gone. So as a fan, frustrated at Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, Theo, I get that. Like, there's two things here to me.
And that story, by the way, is reiterated in the piece.
Completely.
Shanahan running upstairs to tell John stop the trade.
And you know darn well, I said it that day, I think this is a mistake.
Yeah.
I was out on Brandon Ayuk, and so I'll agree that it was a bummer that they ended up playing that the way that they did. The whole summer, in fact, they misplayed that thing.
Yep.
So I'll buy that, except for, let me make a little bit of a Brock Purdy comparison. The Trey Lance thing was a huge mistake, right? But then Brock Purdy saved them from it. If Brandon Ayuk signing a contract was a big mistake, then today is the saving of it. Like, they're not stuck under all of that money
they're
now.
They're not, but part of the Trey Lance was that you blew picks in
right.
the mistake. This one, and the Russini silver piece in The Athletic reminds us that Pittsburgh was offering a second and a third. So had you not run up the stairs, Ayuk is a Steeler. Maybe he doesn't get hurt, whatever, but you'd have another second and another third.
It's a mistake.
And you don't, and Ayuk played and he got hurt. And Mike even points out in the piece the Arizona game where he had 12 catches. And it's like, all right, B.A., you're back. You know, the rust is shaking off. You got your deal. Two games later.
Go on.
Last play as a Niner.
Man. All right. Monday, Niners, Panthers. You know, we'll be at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from the stadium. We'll get you ready for the game starting at 2 o'clock. The food and drink menu there is awesome. Don't forget to sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium. The first one's already sold out, but there's another one. So go to 957thegame.com. These fill up fast. Sign up at 957thegame.com. All right, a lot of people want to weigh in. Sounds like Brandon Ayuk and the Niners are done. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're taking your calls right here on Willard and Dibbs.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.